Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel and Hamas have completed their sixth exchange of hostages and prisoners on Saturday after their ceasefire survived its latest crisis. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Israeli authorities released more than 300 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli custody after receiving three Israeli men held hostage in Gaza since the Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023, that sparked the war. A large crowd stood waiting for the released Palestinian prisoners on their return to Gaza on Saturday. Buses carried some of the hundreds of Palestinian freed prisoners and detainees from the Ofer jail in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The three freed Israelis are Yair Horn, Segui Dekel-Chen, and Alexander Trufanov. All are dual nationals, and Horn was abducted along with his brother Eden, who remains in captivity. In Tel Aviv, Israeli resident Sagit Gavish spoke to Reuters News about the release.
It's very important to continue with this until all of them back.
Nearly all of the 73 remaining Israeli hostages are men. Steve Miller, VOA News.
While at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said Europe will need to make tough choices and sacrifices in order to deal with the threats facing it and to ensure its security. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Saturday for the creation of a European army, saying the continent could no longer be sure of protection from the United States and would only get respect from Washington with a strong military. In an impassioned speech, Zelensky said an address by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance the previous day had made clear the relationship between Europe and the United States was changing. He said a European army, which would include Ukraine, was necessary so that the continent's, quote, future depends only on Europeans and decisions about Europeans are made in Europe, unquote. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that a bilateral critical minerals deal being discussed with the United States was not yet ready and that it did not contain the provisions Kyiv wants to protect its interests. Zelensky set out the contours of a deal in a Reuters interview last week, unfurling a map showing numerous mineral deposits and saying he was offering a mutually beneficial partnership to develop them jointly and not quote-unquote giving them away. Trump, who has not committed to continuing vital military aid to Ukraine, has said he wants $500 billion in rare earth minerals from Kyiv and that Washington's support needs to be quote-unquote secured. Panic and looting are sweeping through Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's second largest city of Bukavu as residents fled by the thousands to escape the looming advance of the M23 rebels. Congolese authorities and international observers have accused M23 of sexual violence, forced conscription, and summary executions. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres at the African Union Summit on Saturday called for an end to the M23 offensive.
Regional escalation must be avoided at all costs. There is no military solution. The deadlock must end, the dialogue must begin, and the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the DRC must be respected.
Rwanda's President Paul Kagame was seen attending meetings at the gathering, but DRC's President Felix Tshisekedi was absent from the summit as the M23 advanced through his country's territory. Tens of thousands of students descended upon the central Serbian city of Kragujevac on Saturday in the biggest show of anger yet against the government over a deadly railway disaster in November. In the 3 months since 15 people were killed when a roof collapsed at a newly renovated train station in the city of Novi Sad, mass demonstrations have grown into Serbia's biggest protest movement in years and the starkest threat to populist President Aleksandar Vučić's decade-long grip on power. Sanja Pavlov is one of the protesters. Because we want a better world for all of us together, we don't want anyone to lie to us anymore. We want exactly this. On Saturday morning, in near-freezing temperatures, students arrived beating drums, blowing whistles, and holding up the country's flag. The protesters planned to blockade one of the city's main boulevards for 15 hours and 15 minutes as a symbolic tribute to the victims. They held 15 minutes of silence. A militant raid on Tal Fort in Miran Shah, Pakistan, killed at least 4 soldiers on Saturday, a senior intelligence official and the military said. An intelligence official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said 6 militants were, quote-unquote, effectively neutralized, but the death toll may rise as the exchange of fire is ongoing. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack on the fort. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.